This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3616 for Monday, the 13th of June, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Filling Free Slots from the Reserve Queue. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 15 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, you can now submit shows to the reserve queue for when free slots are not filled on time.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. You're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today we're going to continue the ever-ending saga that is this community news episode. So we've broken it up to talk about the change in policy for shows not moderated, and this one is going to be about policy changes discussed in the last month's community news show, and also the fact that as a result of some of those policy changes, the queue is not being filled. So we need people to submit shows all the time. But we realize that some people are busy sometimes and more people are not busy at other times. So we don't get the shows when we need them. So it's the whole feast and famine thing. But let's go back to some of the policy changes we discussed in last month's show. During HPR 3589, for April 2022, we discussed the tags. The modification of tags is an ongoing process and are not modified to improve and are often modified to improve navigation. Host names, handles, series names should not be included in tags. Clarification of the two-week scheduling guidelines. So we're going to remove guideline 5. If there are uploads, a series of shows considering scheduling one show a week, and add 5. Under normal circumstances, any host should only schedule one show every 2 weeks. With regard to tags, are intended to make the site more navigable. They often contain duplicates, misspellings, or can be clustered into full-blown series. The series and host names have their own navigation mechanism that tie into the host and series pages. With regard to the second, two-week scheduling. This helps with keeping the queue stable as it spreads out the free slots. This would not apply to special reservations or, as in guideline 2, always try and fill the free slots that are available in the upcoming weeks. At the time of writing, there are 4 weeks with no free slots, and yet 4 weeks after that are almost empty. And at the time of talking right now, that was the end of that post, we have partially filled queues as a result of this policy changes. And I see Ahuka has shows, Lurking Prion has shows, Monochromic has shows, and Trey has shows, because each of them are doing a series that's populating 2 weeks out. So what we can see from that is that people other than the regulars are not submitting shows. So guys, people, girls, everything in between, you need to start submitting shows. Submit us shows, please. Yes. Do you want to do the next comment from David Lee, please?
Yes, I will. Yes, yes. He says, hey, Ken, Amendment B makes perfect sense to me. Amendment A is a little less straightforward. If I want to do a search for all posts related to ham radio and the policy amendment A is in force, then I'm likely to find nothing if I search tags. Seems a little counterintuitive to have to search in two places to find something. I wonder, as an alternative, which I'd be happy to support amendment A, if it's possible to include series results in the tag search. Interesting.
And I replied, we only provide search via third parties. And I linked to the page. So your point is moot. The tags drive traffic to the host and series page that are published as part of the sitemap. From there, the visitor can get to other shows of that host or other episodes in the series. We do not want to drive them to a huge page of text that is the tag page. The series and host pages are linked coherently together and are supported by RSS feeds. So in that context, having the series names and host names in the tags would confuse things. For example, series has their own page and I give a list to a series, and hosts have their own page, and I give a link to their host page. So that's pretty much that, I think at least.
So Nigel Verity says, while agreeing in principle with the one show every 2 weeks limit, perhaps the term under normal circumstances needs to be addressed. Obviously, when shows are in short supply, that would be one such scenario. But when does that become recognized as an issue? 4 weeks out as now, it's probably not a problem. But if the schedule were void beyond next week, say, would it be deemed reasonable for a host to schedule two shows in a week to help fill the gaps? Also, if there were a gap of a few days with no shows, but with others scheduled for later dates, would you or Dave consider pulling some shows forward to close the gaps?
And I reply to, with regard to, so I replied to Nigel, with while agreeing in principle, one show ever, perhaps the under normal circumstances needs to be addressed. Not really, I say, winky face. The guidelines are just that. We asked nicely, but they have been happily ignored for the last 10 years. If a host wants a slot, then they have a show, and they have a show, then that's pretty much that. So this isn't religion, guys. We're not writing a Margaret Carter here. So this isn't a comment, but just as an explanation. We're not writing a Magna Carta here, so, you know, these are guidelines. And about the void filling two shows a week to fill in the gap, yep, that's covered in the guidelines to fill the free slots for the next 2 weeks. Also, no problem if there's a special event that you want covered or interviews. They should also be off, or anything that should also be off fast. So engage brain when scheduling. And about Dave or myself pulling some shows forward to close the gaps, I replied, no, we don't mess with the scheduling. People get very annoyed if we did. If there's a free slot, we ask people to fill them. That's it. Have we covered everything?
There's one from
Kevin
O'Brien, I think. These are reasonable, he says. I've adhered to the once every 2 week schedule and would cut it down further if asked. I've also submitted emergency shows when the queue ran dry. Ideally, we would like to have a wide variety of hosts submitting shows, and I would like nothing more than to find out that there are no open spaces in the schedule when I'm considering a new show.
Okay, super. So that's it. So what we had last month was I didn't do my usual call for shows. I asked on Mastodon to see if people would submit shows there, and they didn't. So much for social media for you. And we can say that only requesting shows on the HPR mail list is so far the only place that I've received shows from. So what we did was, rather than me record another hasty show, we picked one from the emergency queue. And that was also a point that I felt that my show was rushed, and somebody else way back made the comments that they didn't like shows being rushed out because of they felt like rushed shows. So I am actually taking that on board and agreeing with that comment, albeit 2 years, probably more, after it was made. Can't even remember who said it, but I'm sure you'll write to tell us. So I'm thinking, and I'll read out to you what I pasted into Dave when we were having a chat about this over a cigarette in the janitor's closet. We weren't smoking a cigarette, we were just standing over it. I was thinking of automatically filling empty slots from the emergency, let's rename it reserve queue. That way the slots remain open for last minute hosts and new hosts, and the reserve queue can be topped up and managed at a more sedate pace. This would mean giving people the option of uploading to the reserve queue somehow, and that somehow requires me to modify the upload page, which has got the added benefit that it's going to break monochromics automated script for posting to HBR. So that's my motivation for doing it now and not before.
Yeah. But
as we know, he doesn't listen to HBR shows anyway, so I'm fine as long as nobody tells me. So what that would mean would be that, just playing it out here, this isn't written in stone, this is just me bouncing ideas off you, Dave, would be that looking at the queue now, we've got Wednesday, which we've recorded a show for. This might be coming out on Friday. So say Monday wasn't filled from week 24. Currently only Monday is unavailable, where everybody else has. So Ahuka, Monochromic, Archer72, and Lurkin Prion have posted a show. The Monday one would say, if it's not filled X time before posting, X being the amount of time that you and I need to get it sorted, we would take the oldest show from the reserve queue and then post that with the text, you know, the guilty text. You haven't recorded a show, so we'd have to use one of the reserve ones. Ooh, naughty, naughty. Mm-hmm. And then we would rapidly run out of shows in the reserve queue, because looking at it, we only have 8 shows, and I see at least 8 free slots for the next few weeks. Between now and the next community show, there's 8 free slots. So therefore, we would need a way, when people upload a show, to signal that it's, that we can add it to the reserve queue. So I think just a tick box, please add this to the reserve queue, in which case it would not consume the slot that has been uploaded in. Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
So if I go to the upload page.
Of course. Yeah, I know, I'm with you. Because to get to the upload page, you have to know, you have to give a show number.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a whole awful lot of clicky things. So for now, right, people, if you want to, from day one, if you want to add a show, you have a show ready, and it's timeless, yeah? That's the important point about shows going to the reserve queue. They have to be relatively timeless. Although, then, just mark that in the show notes, yeah? So pick a slot, mark it in the show notes, and we'll make sure that the slot is freed up afterwards, yeah? Although that said, it doesn't necessarily have to be that fresh, because more than likely we'll be cycling through them at a fair rate of knots.
Strangely, after all these years of having a reserve queue, it's things have changed to the point where we're having to dip into it.
Yeah, but we should, if we use that as a buffer for when the shows are there, then we can manage the reserve queue rather than managing the main queue. And then we can ask like people like Ahuka and Tlatu and, you know, Mr. X to start adding shows there rather than on the main queue. So the physics of how we're physically going to do that will change. Probably on the upload page, there'll be a clickier to post to the emergency queue, and I'll modify the page somehow. But for now, pick any slot, pick the furthest away in the future slot, and just mark in the show notes. So right now, episode 3699 is for October. So pick something in October, and then just mark in the comments or in the show notes itself. Just say this is an emergency show, and we'll obviously post it and then go, oh, feck, that should be for the reserve queue. Right, well, anyway, we're working that. We'll come back to that. But as a plan, how does this sound, people? That is more. Your feedback would be appreciated. In fact, your shows would be appreciated even more than feedback. I think the message of this show is HBR is a community podcast where the shows are submitted by people like you, which means you need to submit your shows one a year. That's all we're asking. One show a year. And if that pops into the reserve queue, that still counts for your year. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Anything else to add, Dave?
No, I don't think so. I think that covers it. Maybe we could have a special post an emergency show button. I don't know, which gives you a slightly different form.
Might
be the easiest way.
Yeah, it'll involve
It's you that's writing it, so I can't really tell you whether it's easy or not.
Yeah, the simplest thing is just to add another field, but post an emergency show might be fine. And then I'll take out a lot of the checks or modify the checks so that, yeah, because let's face it, we are called Hacker Public Radio, so we have to be quite careful about vetting stuff that comes in from random people on the internet.
Of course, of course.
Okay. I've taken enough of your time, Dave. Sorry for that.
That's okay.
Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of
Hacker
Public
Radio.
Radio.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, that's that. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.